anybody guess what that brain comes from?
A rat.
A rat. Exactly.
They put the tube up the vein to get rid of a leakage in the brain. It looks cool.
That's Bennett High School student Nicholas Altimos. He's one of 20 freshman and sophomore students watching a recorded medical procedure on the human eye during their tour of the institute. Science teacher Tanya Johnson says she hopes the experience will get her students thinking about the many career avenues medical science has to offer.
The fact of the matter is that these opportunities are right in our own backyard. Our students need to know this and realize this. And you don't have to be an astrophysicist. There are so many other levels in the medical and STEM fields that you can go to. So they're getting to see people who they see on TV or when they go to their pediatrician or what have you, but they get a chance to meet real physicians, real life people who are doing these wonderful things in science.
During the tour, kids touched human and animal brains, visited the inside of an operating room, and viewed 3D x-rays of a human hand with pins stuck in it. 10th grader Shanasia King says she was really inspired by the digital aspect of medical science.
I think it's cool because I really like art and I like technology and science, so I would like to do something like that. It'd be fun.
Associate professor in the UB Department of Neurosurgery, Dr. Adnan Siddiqui, led the tour. He says it's critical to ready the next generation of medical professionals at an early age.
If you are to maintain that edge, to provide the best medicine anywhere on the planet, we have to make sure that our next generation is interested in it, interested in science and technology and medicine and research. And it starts off at this stage.
The tour was put together by the nationally funded Interdisciplinary Science and Engineering Partnership, or ISEP, a coalition of UB and the city's public schools, state college, and Museum of Science. Ashley Hassett, WBFO News.